A life without mobiles. Listen to three different opinions on a life without mobiles. While listening, tick the correct answer, A, B, C, or D. You will hear the recording twice. The recording will begin now.
Welcome back to our evening on mobiles. What do you use your mobile for? And what about a day in your life without mobiles? It's hard to imagine, but there is a wide range of experiences with these gadgets. Let's listen to...
Hello, my name is Mr. Smith. I'm a teacher, and we have to deal with this issue every day. School needs rules about mobiles. Ours are quite strict. Students always complain about them. They have to turn them off before going into the classroom. If mobiles ring during lessons, teachers can take them away. Only parents will get them back. Students will be punished too. They'll have to take part in social engagements, for example, supporting the caretaker, like raking leaves, picking up waste paper from the schoolyard, or cleaning tables in classrooms.
Here we go. Sally is on the phone.
I have to pay for my mobile on my own. I go for pay-as-you-go. I find it easier to control, and I don't run out of phone minutes. Although, I don't do lots of calling. I mostly text my friends. I like to find ways to write with fewer letters. I always have it with me because I like to stay in contact with everybody. I can't imagine my life without a mobile.
And another caller, Eric, who is also a student.
Right at the moment, I don't actually have a mobile because my old one's broken. Because of that, I feel a bit lost, especially in the afternoons when I've not made up a special plan yet. I just don't know what to do and have no means of doing that. I like the idea of surfing the internet all day long. It's like a huge library. If you know how to find the information, it can be quite useful. Mum says that her and Dad might give me a mobile for Christmas. They think a phone is a great way for them to keep in touch with me. To cover the monthly cost of the phone, I do a paper round, which is a good way to earn some money.
Welcome back to our evening on mobiles. What do you use your mobile for? And what about a day in your life without mobiles? It's hard to imagine, but there is a wide range of experiences with these gadgets. Let's listen to...
Hello, my name is Mr. Smith. I'm a teacher, and we have to deal with this issue every day. School needs rules about mobiles. Ours are quite strict. Students always complain about them. They have to turn them off before going into the classroom. If mobiles ring during lessons, teachers can take them away. Only parents will get them back. Students will be punished too. They'll have to take part in social engagements, for example, supporting the caretaker, like raking leaves, picking up waste paper from the schoolyard, or cleaning tables in classrooms.
Here we go. Sally is on the phone.
I have to pay for my mobile on my own. I go for pay-as-you-go. I find it easier to control, and I don't run out of phone minutes. Although, I don't do lots of calling. I mostly text my friends. I like to find ways to write with fewer letters. I always have it with me, because I like to stay in contact with everybody. I can't imagine my life without a mobile.
And another caller, Eric, who is also a student.
Right at the moment, I don't actually have a mobile because my old one's broken. Because of that, I feel a bit lost, especially in the afternoons when I've not made up a special plan yet. I just don't know what to do and have no means of doing that. I like the idea of surfing the internet all day long. It's like a huge library. If you know how to find the information, it can be quite useful. Mum says that her and Dad might give me a mobile for Christmas. They think a phone is a great way for them to keep in touch with me. To cover the monthly cost of the phone, I do a paper round, which is a good way to earn some money.
This is the end of the task.